You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
Sirius XM
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Summer Madness. Shout out all my people in New York on the check-in, Brooklyn on the check-in, Jersey on the check-in. Classic gangsta. Let's go. Know who I be? DJ Rampage. DJ Rampage, I'm throwing it back crazy. You dig it?
Making history, I use sincerity, but I'm still very deep. Doubts and questions of all the skeptics. I'm kicking cloud heads, I leave it vetted. It's true, there's nothing so-so, cause I know. Right about this minute, I'm in it, admit it, I did it for you. So this is what I'm into. So chill while I instill that we almost fulfilled the proper mission for us. And yo, this is a must. To these lines on my rhymes, I attest. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest.
If you missed the Lance J Radio Network on HR Voices Sirius XM 141, you can always go to Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show, all of the interviews, even some uncensored content. So check us out on Lance J Plus, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere where you find your favorite radio programs and podcasts. I am not going to talk about, I keep getting DMs, I'm not going to talk about Kanye West and his song Cousins. I'm not going to talk about that. You should not be DMing me, asking me to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about Kanye West having some type of incestuous relationship with his male cousin when they were little kids. I don't want to talk about that. I don't know anything about that. What I do know, I didn't want to know. I feel like I need a Kanye West blocker. Like, just anything that comes in the feed that says Kanye West, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see what he's tweeting. I just can't do it. So I'm not going to talk about that. And I'm also not going to talk about Unc Shannon Sharp. Not going to talk about him and what's going on in his personal life with the lawsuit that he's facing in the quote time away from ESPN. I'm just not going to talk about that. I don't know. I don't know these people. I don't know what they do in their personal life. It's none of my business. I don't care. It does not make my radio show better. It does not make your life better. So I'm hoping that whatever these brothers is going through, that they get help, legal representation, prayer, Bible study, whatever helps them to heal. If there are people that they've hurt, as proven in a court of law, if there are people that they have hurt and need healing, I'm just praying for healing. I'm praying for everybody to win, to be successful, to enjoy life. Life is for enjoyment. Older you get, more you realize all this other stuff, the money, the fast cars, the women, the houses, the trips to Dubai, the first class flying, the private jet flying. That stuff is cool. That's just not life. Life is about having peace. Life is about being able to spend time with your family, the people that you love. Whether you're a bachelor, whether you're married, bachelorette, whatever you're doing with your life, life is about spending time with individuals you love and enjoying the spiritual journey and occasionally a good meal. Breaking bread with the people that you love. That's what life is about. But I will speak on this before we wrap up the show. Lance J is not going to see the movie Sinners, and I'm a big Ryan Coogler fan. I'm a even bigger Michael B. Jordan fan since he was Wallace on The Wire. Michael B. Jordan's been a fantastic actor since he was 15 years old. Fruitvale Station, what amazing. Creed, pretty much everything he touches. Killmonger, everything that he touches turns platinum. I'm not watching Sinners. The older I get, the more I realize the stuff that you put in your mind is really important. And the type of images in your mind and the movies that you watch, the TV shows that you watch, the content that you consume, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Netflix, Hulu, Apple TV, HBO Plus, movie theaters, what you consume, you ultimately, you know, garbage in, garbage out. And personally, I'm not going to watch a movie. And I want to see African-Americans win. I love the deal that Ryan Coogler, he got this amazing deal where he's going to basically own his master's in 25 years. And the movie's doing well. And it's going to be one of probably the biggest grossing film of 2025. And I'm happy for them. I hope that they continue to success with the Marvel Universe and Black Panther. And I want to see people win. I want to see brothers and sisters get paid and break through the glass ceilings. But I'm not going to watch something that's about vampires and clearly satanic and demonic forces. I am not going to watch that. And we all know about Robert Johnson in Mississippi in the 1930s. And the so-called Faustian deal where he met with the devil himself at the crossroads. And the devil taught him how to play the guitar, how it had never been played before. And Robert Johnson's life ended badly. And generally people who have sold their souls to the ruler of darkness, their lives don't generally end up well. The Delta of Mississippi, you're talking about the Devil's Punch Bowl, where literally people were put in internment camps in Mississippi post-Reconstruction and left to rot. And where those dead bodies were, there's hundreds of people died. Thousands of people died, and now they pick peaches from there. That's just, there are a lot of symbolic things and stuff going on in that movie and the plot that I'm just not going to rock with. I'm not rocking with the garlic juice, the garlic pickle juice, and all of these remedies to warn off evil spirits that contaminate the room. I just don't want to be about that. It's bad enough when I don't do what I feel like Christ wants me to do. I'm not going to invite the other side into my life, into my home. I'm just not going to invite that. And as a person that's a married man, that's a priest of a home, I'm not participating. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not smart enough to tell you what to do. I'm definitely not looking at you in a pious manner. But as for me and my house, the word of God says, choose you this day whom ye shall serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
mild, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bear my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new plan. Nothing
is keep your skin clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way. And it's my mom.
Skyrizi may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't, if you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you, just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer. Or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
Social injustice.
Racial inequality.
The marginalization of communities.
Today, we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition.
Overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.